And a very good morning to all our gardeners out there on Fine Gardening this morning. And as a continuation from last week, we're going to be carrying on chatting about vegetable gardening. Last week, I spoke a little bit about the importance of grouping your vegetables together, the fact that they require quite a lot of sunlight, at least 4 to 5 hours absolute minimum a day, if you want to get a decent crop, and then of course the nutritional requirements of the various types of vegetables. If you remember correctly, we're looking at grouping veggies into three major groups: those which are grown for their leaves, those which are grown for their roots or their tubers, and then, of course, those which are grown like tomatoes, for instance, for their fruit. It is important to remember those basic principles when going forward. It's important to remember that it's very difficult when planning a vegetable garden to try and determine what your use of the veggies are going to be going forward. So if you're a single person, make sure you don't plant too many things like lettuce, for instance, that are all going to mature at the same time, which you will not be able to use at the same time. Whereas things like planting carrots can be extremely rewarding because you can harvest them at any particular point in time in their growth cycle. So just remember, there's no such thing as a baby carrot. It's just a carrot which has been harvested at a very young age. So taking that into consideration, one of the, I think, the gardening highlights or something that has really become pronounced worldwide is microgreens. And when we talk about microgreens, we're just simply talking about planting vegetables and or herbs and harvesting them at a very young age in their development as a plant. So instead of waiting for the plant to reach full maturity, are you harvesting the plant at a stage of approximately a week after germination of the seed? And that can be quite interesting because you get certain plants, certain like, for instance, radishes and peas, where the leaves and the stem of these young plants will taste exactly as the fruit of the plant does. So you don't have to wait for the turnip to swell and then harvest it. You can actually, as a microgreen, harvest those leaves and you will get exactly that same culinary taste if you're going to be using it either as a garnish or alternatively as an ingredient in a dish that you prepare. And even peas. Peas are highly nutritional in their micro stage and taste just like the pea that's coming out of the pod when you're just harvesting those young shoots and leaves. So the secret to microgreening, of course, is slightly different to planting vegetables in spacing them over a large area. With microgreens, you're sowing the seed very close together because you're not worrying about them out competing each other at a later stage of their development. All you're actually doing is you are letting them grow to a certain time in their development, and that's more than 2 weeks absolute maximum. So if you have small space, we spoke about it last weekend, if you have a small space on a patio or even inside, microgreens are something that you can certainly consider. Another plant specifically, not as a vegetable, but as a herb that does really, really well as a microgreen, would be a basil and also rocket. You can harvest them at a very, very young age, and it certainly is very rewarding to use it. I know that tremendous amount of development is being done both by growers worldwide and also culinary experts to really help investigate and find what are the different tastes that you will find in plants which are young and crisp. And you will find that all the top chefs around the world are now using microgreens in some or other way in their culinary preparation. So it's quite exciting. Also great for children to get involved when it comes to microgreens. And you're lucky enough that you can buy pre-prepared packet mixes that can easily be sown. And I think the reason why children get so excited is that from the time of germination to the time of harvesting is relatively quick. And we know with children it's so important, their attention spans sometimes lack continuity over long periods of time, as do some adults. And it's just so nice that when they can get the harvest quicker than what they normally have it. So there we have, looking at microgreens this morning. Please, any questions, queries, or topics that you would like us discussed on Fine Gardening, please email us at finegardening@fmr.co.za.